Smart talk for curious people just like you. You're listening to Tavis Smiley.
I'm Tavis Smiley, and we have arrived at the last half hour of today's program, and I was just saying to our guest who joins us live in studio, who I'll introduce properly in just a moment, what a show it has been. Whenever you come on the air and there's breaking news, whatever it might be, particularly if it's something like the passing of O.J. Simpson, terribly unexpected, it just shifts things and changes things. But we've got some great guests today, some great conversations. Hope you've enjoyed this this show half as much as I have. It's been just outright, downright insightful in a variety of ways. So I thank all of our guests. And now we will get to our last guest, who I'll introduce again properly in just a moment. First, now, some sound. If you didn't see this, this was a really, really, really big deal. Given who he is, given how he looks, given the stage he was on, and given what he had to say. His name is Rami Youssef. He had a historic monologue on SNL of late, some days ago. So take a listen, and then we'll start our conversation.
I get a friend, my friend Ahmed, calling me. His whole family's in Gaza. And he goes, Rami, they're suffering. I don't know where half of them are. I don't know what to do. Please pray for them. It's the only thing we can do. And I'm like, dude, I got you, right? So that night, I go to pray, and my prayers are complicated. I've got a lot to fit in. I'm like, God, please, please help Ahmed's family. Please stop the suffering. Stop the violence. Please free the people of Palestine. Please.
I'm Tavis Smiley. Our guest in this hour is Ahmed Al-Qadri, a Yemeni-American comic. We'll talk to him in the time we have left about his journey as a Yemeni-American comic. We'll talk about the end of Ramadan. We'll talk about his love of bread. I love that. Ahmed rhymes with love of bread, as he says. And we'll talk right now about Rami Youssef's historic SNL monologue. So first of all, Ahmed, good to see you. How are you, sir?
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you.
And Eid Mubarak to you and all the Muslim brothers and sisters out there.
I received that. Thank you for that. Let me start our conversation with Rami. What did you make? I keep saying historic, trying to find a better word. It was earth shattering. It was groundbreaking. What did you make of it?
Oh my God! It was because this is the first time ever on national television where a Muslim or just anybody can say the word free, the words free Palestine, on air. And that is historic because it's like for the longest time they have been shutting out our story. And because for the longest time, like now people are starting to believe, like realize that there are many Muslims in America. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of, and not just Muslims in America, there's African American Muslims, because everyone always thought, oh, there's only Arab Muslims, or oh, there's only Desi, Pakistani, Indian. But it's like, no, there's African American Muslims, there's Mexican American Muslims. Like, Muslims all come in different shapes and sizes. And to hear our voice about free Palestine, it's an issue that we've been outspoken about for many, many years. And now it's hitting the mainstream with the help of TikTok, you know, similar to how TikTok helped the Black Lives Matter movement. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Now it's our movement.
What do you make of the fact, though, that it is a comedian? This is why I love artists, because at their best, they are the gatekeepers of truth. Artists are the gatekeepers of truth. What do you make of the fact that it took a comedian to really advance that narrative as only an artist can do?
I think because that's a great question, by the way, because the reason why comedians are the ones that could be outspoken is because we are for the people. Stand-up comedy is for the people. Actors, musicians, they got so much industry that they have to work with. You know what I mean? Like, they have so much gatekeepers that they got to deal with. But now with the power of social media, me, a Yemeni-American comedian, I'm able to tour, I'm able to perform. I don't have an agent or manager. Mm-hmm. It's all from social media. It's all from the people. And I don't have, like, I could freely say, hey, free Palestine, and not have some dude with an agency be like, oh, well, we're not going to sign you, or we're going to cancel your contract. Well, screw you. I have the people right here.
Were you watching it live and Rami did it?
Yes, I was.
Tell me how you felt as a Yemeni-American comedian.
I was applauding just like with everyone. I'm in my room. I got the flower blanket under me. I got corn nuts all over my bed. Woo!
Corn nuts on the bed. That's funny. Tell me, give me a better sense. This is your community, not mine, although I'm in solidarity with your community. Give me a sense of how this, his appearance, that is, on SNL, was received in the broader Muslim community.
I mean, it's very, well, Muslim is one, and also just as an Arab.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
For the longest time, even if you look at the U.S. Census, finally, it's changing. But for the U.S. Census, Arabs had to put themselves as white. Mm-hmm. If you are Middle Eastern, in the sense you have to put yourself as white. You're looking at my brown skin right now. Lo and behold, I am not a white American. So, yeah. But now they're finally like giving us voices, like Arab Americans, we do exist, you know, and you do have, our votes matter. We do vote in this country. And that's why they're also like giving, now in the census, you could put Middle Eastern. That's a victory in and of its own for the country to recognize us as a people.
When you see somebody like Rami Youssef appear on Saturday Night Live and do what he did so courageously, so boldly, and you see the reception that he received. Of course, there are always detractors. When you see that as a comic, that does what? Does that empower you? Does that give you a sense of deeper, a greater freedom?
Oh,
what does that do for you?
It inspired me because, I mean, I have been outspoken about this in my own way because, again, you know, he's Egyptian speaking out for Palestine. I'm Yemeni, you know, Yemeni Americans. I mean, Yemens, we are literally one of the backbones of America. If you go to New York and you go to your nearest bodega, there is a Yemeni man who owns it. If you go to a nice, now there's coffee shops all over, you know, go to Dearborn, Michigan, you know, the highest concentration of Arabs. Are in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah, Joe Biden knows that.
Exactly.
He's aware of that.
And he learned what he did because now he's adding money and, you know, adding money and not, you know, not doing the ceasefire, what most people wanted. And then people in Michigan was like, okay, you're going to learn. Yeah. You're going to learn what's going on with us, you know, and we are so upset with you.
That's why there were all those uncommitted votes
exactly.
In Michigan. It sent a message.
Yeah.
And I think the White House heard it. The president's been to Michigan a couple times since then. I suspect he can spend a lot of time in Michigan between now and November. I guess the question is whether or not it's going to make a difference, though.
One of my favorite quotes, it was one of the mayors in Dearborn. He goes, in his Arab accent, he goes, he has to do better than Jesus to bring, he needs to bring back all the lives that were taken because of his hands. So, which makes sense. It's like, if he called for a ceasefire, you know, so many innocent people dying, but instead he just fed into it, you know? And it's a sad story.
It's funny. It's funny. And I love the accent you put on it. it's hard to do better than Jesus in that instance. I'll leave that.
He has to do better than Jesus, bringing back people from the
dead. Yeah, it's hard to upstage Jesus. I'll leave that right where it is. His name is Ahmed Al-Qadri. He is a Yemeni American comic. We're talking to him for a couple reasons. One, because his work is worthy of being celebrated. He's on tour. I'll give you some tour dates here in just a second. But this moment that Rami Youssef had on SNL is a big deal. And so I wanted to make sure I had some conversation about it. And so we invited Ahmed in studio. We'll get back to him when we come forward on Tavis Smiley.
From the Merck Park with love, this is Tavis Smiley. Let's get back to more of Tavis Smiley right now.
More of Ahmed Al-Qadri, who is our guest in this half hour. He is a Yemeni-American comic, and I said to him during the break, I want to ask you when we come forward, as I will now, tell me about the journey, the journey of a Yemeni-American comic. Like, have you gotten advice? Who told you how to do this as well as you're doing?
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. Well, a couple of things. One, just coming in, just whether you're Yemeni or any other race, first off, as a community, just be funny. Yeah. Be as authentic.
That helps.
Be funny. Be as authentic as who you are as a comedian and try to be yourself. Try to speak your truth. I took a quick moment. When I first moved to LA, I used to go down to the J Spot Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, J. Anthony Brown. And he gave me some good advice about, like, he was like, the way I see you laughing with your friends off stage, I want you to be that way on stage. That's what he said.
Right.
I had the best sets of my life, but also the worst sets of my life on there. But number one was being funny. Number two was also like a great advice that a manager gave me. He used to be Dave Chappelle's manager, actually. And he said...
Mustafa?
His name is Mustafa.
Yeah, that's right. I know Mustafa.
So he's currently Muammar's manager. But he gave me some great advice. He said, you're a Yemeni-American comedian. What you need to do is first, you got to get in with the Yemeni community, make sure you connect with them, and the Arab community, and then the black community. Once you have the Arab people and the black people that love you...
Let me guess.
Then the white people are interested. That's literally what he said. And I was like, this is so true. Like, And yeah, and obviously, because like I'm just trying to be as authentic as myself. It's like I as you can see, I'm wearing the flag proudly. It's like, you know, and I'm trying to combine. Like, basically, what my comedy says, you know, you're Yemeni American. You don't have to be very Yemeni. You don't have to be American. You could just be yourself. It's like, you know, my name is Ahmed Al-Qadri. I find this funny. I like to joke about this. Like, and I try to be as authentic as myself. And the people who love you will come.
I want to believe that Rami Youssef's appearance on SNL, and given what he said and that he hasn't been canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't been canceled since he appeared on SNL. I want to believe that means that this is that there's a door opening or there's a safe space for you to go on stages around the country and not be booed, not be heckled, not have folk run up on stage. Is it a safe space?
It is. Okay, so here's the thing. It is a safe space. People, you like I said, you'll always have people who will fight back. You always people who will be like, boo, whatever. Yeah. But it's up to you as a comedian to control that room. I mean, actually recently, a friend of mine, his name is Sammy Obey, definitely a very funny comedian. He was talking about Palestine. A couple of people were booing him, but he ended up like getting him on his side because he had that was a couple people in the audience, but majority of the people were on his side, you know, and that's something that I'm more, you know, inspired to do. It's like, talk about being Yemeni, talk about like, you know, U.S. gave money to Saudi so they could bomb my people in 2015. You know what I mean? Or now you have, you know, our taxes going into bombing Yemen. It's like it is to just educate the people of what's going on. I mean,
What I love about comedians is, and what you just did now is a fine example of it. What I love about comedians is they will find the humor in anything. I don't care how serious it is.
Yeah.
They will find the humor. You did it just now. Rami did it in the clip we played earlier. But these are difficult subjects, man. They're difficult topics to find humor in.
But that's the beauty of stand-up. That's the beauty of why stand-up comedy was created.
Right.
It was for Dick Gregory to talk about race. Mm-hmm. It was for George Carlin to talk about curse words. Mm-hmm. It was for Richard Pryor to talk about, make fun of white people, like the way they walk. And I love Richard Pryor. It's like and that's what it is. It's about to give voice to the voiceless. And the best way to do that is through humor, you know, is to find the funny.
His name is Ahmed Al-Qadri. He's got some dates. He's touring the country. I'll share those with you when we come forward in our remaining moments with him. You're listening to Tavis Smiley.
Unapologetically progressive. Unapologetically blind.
Black.
You're tapped into Tavis Smiley.
Tavis Smiley. Smiley.
He's rooting for everybody black.
Everybody black.
Black. More of Tavis Smiley coming your way right now. Right now.
More of Ahmed Al-Qadri coming your way right about now. This amazing and pretty funny Yemeni American comedian. He has some dates. Let me start and work my way backwards, and I'll tell you why in a second. On the 1st of June, he's in Fort Worth. On the 1st of June, I said,
first
of June, he's in Fort Worth. On the 4th of May, he's in Houston. On the 28th of April, he's in New York City. On the 26th of April, he's in D.C. On the 21st of April, he is in Detroit. That's why I worked that backwards, because I wanted to close by asking, in the midst of all this going on, and the Arab community in Michigan, you going to Detroit to tell jokes?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I honestly, I love Detroit, because you have Detroit right next to Detroit is Dearborn. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the collection of what we were just talking about, the Arab community and the black community. And but all together in, you know, a mutual circle is the Muslim community.
Yep.
You know, plenty. I mean, most people think it's Arabs, but most Muslims in America are African American. People don't know that, but yeah, especially after talking about, I'm definitely gonna make jokes about Joe Biden, not decisive ass, but yeah, like how for real, like you know, how Joe Biden, the way he talks, he's like that air balloon, you know, deflated air balloon from the car.
One thing's for sure. I'm not a stand-up comic, but I would assume, talking to my friends who are comics, and I'll put you in that circle now.
Yeah.
That these jokes are writing themselves, man.
Yeah.
In this political season, the jokes are writing themselves.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, it's either like what Trump from prison or Joe Biden from a hospice. Like, no, we don't. Everyone, the whole world, the whole country. I granted, the world is like, what the fuck is going to happen in November? Oh, wait, am I allowed to? Sorry.
You just did, but we'll bleep it out.
Though. Oh, my apologies. Yeah. What is going to happen?
You ain't on stage just yet.
Yeah, my bad.
Not just yet. No.
My apologies. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm going to be headlining at the Detroit House of Comedy April 21st. Definitely come out to those shows. I mean, I know it's going to be a perfect combination of just Arab and African American. And those are my favorite crowds. Yeah. You know, they show some love. And what I love about that audience is I could go raw. Yeah. I could go all out. Everybody gets it. There is no white guilt, you know, people being like, oh, am I allowed to laugh at that? No, it's all about going as hard as you can. And that's what I love. I could be 100%. I could be at full power. You know what I mean?
It's like being on stage at the Apollo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And also, we just added this. And if you live in Los Angeles, I'll be headlining the Hollywood Improv June 14th.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention that. My apologies.
Let me do that one more time, right quick. So the 21st of April in Detroit, the 26th of April in D.C. We're on in D.C. right now. We're on in New York right now. He'll be in New York on the 28th of April, in Houston on the 4th of May. On the 1st of June in Fort Worth, and he just mentioned the 14th of June here in L.A.
Yep, Hollywood Improv. That's right.
The Hollywood Improv. Ahmed, good to have you on the program, my friend. All the best to you. Thanks for coming by to see us, and hope to catch you one of these dates, if not around the country, certainly here in L.A.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely let me know on the L.A. show if you can make it. I'd love to give you guys free tickets, for sure.
I appreciate that. AhmedLovesBread.com. That's his website, AhmedLovesBread.com, for all the details.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good to have you on, man. Just like that, 3 hours gone. What a show it was. Don't forget, tonight, as Geraldo mentioned, I'll join him on News Nation. He's sitting in this week for Chris Cuomo, and we'll talk about the death and the life of O.J. Simpson, dead at the age of 76 today. So, again, that's tonight on News Nation. During the Cuomo Hour, Geraldo guest hosting. I'll be his guest. Thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow's Friday, so tomorrow, the best of Tavis Smiley. Thanks for tuning in today and all this week, and tomorrow's going to be a great show. Until then, thanks for tuning in, and as always, keep the faith.